Mobile. Bob, you're on TR stationary.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I was just munching a breadstick here, so I got a breadstick in my mouth. But, I heard a couple of stations on one that sounded kind of different, so I come down and worked them. A guy in Germany on 17 and the Irish Radio Transmitters Society. He had a long call, EI90IRTS. It's a long call on CW. And then another guy I've worked before in Italy, this II5WRTC. I think they're doing like IIR3, II3WRTC, II5, and all that. And then I worked a guy that I've talked to many times on Gibraltar on 15, just for the fun of it. And I quit for now. How's your day?
Pretty good. I bought a new computer, so I've been spending most of part of yesterday and part of today getting it all set up. And I had the radios on today, but I didn't have anything hooked up to the computer, so I was limited to sideband and what have you. But Saudi Arabia was on. There were several countries that were on, but I had already worked them on 20 like numerous times, so I just let it slide by. I already had them worked once this year, so but I got the computer about 95% done. A couple little quirks here and there I got to get straightened around, but it'll get there.
Well, I haven't done much. I haven't been much on, but it just seemed like I was sitting there doing nothing, and I kicked on the websites and seen them posted on QRZ. I didn't go over to DX Summit. Probably should have, but I didn't. And it was just easy. I was sitting there watching TV, and I thought, guys, I'll just go check that out. I haven't done a whole lot either, Bob, but I'm glad you got your computer going. I still got some issues with this new one of mine. I haven't ever got the two computers talking to each other. In other words, if I log something down here on the old computer on M3FJP, it doesn't go up to the other computer upstairs. Some of these days I'll get it. I don't know how to do it. My Bill said sometime, maybe next month, he might come by. But as long as it's still working, this one down here has been on the edge of failure. It's about 10 or 12 years old, you know. And I'd like to get them both hooked together in case I lose this one, you know.
Working issue between just the networking, that you'll have to get your network set up in your house, and then you can network the two M3FJPs together, and when you log it upstairs, it'll put it downstairs and vice versa.
Yeah, I'm just running a scan on this old one here now. Occasionally the screen goes black, and what it is the LCD's just getting old and the connections there going up to it. It's not uncommon. It's got a solid state hard drive in it, put in some time ago. But I'm extra dumb on these computers, Bob. I don't claim to be any expert on that. I worked on machine tools on computers all my life, but I never did much data processing stuff. Yeah, a little bit when the programmable computers come in on the machines, but not a lot. Usually we had guys that do that. I knew how to troubleshoot them, but I didn't program them. So, I'm from the old school, shall we say. It's a beautiful day, but somewhat chillier than it was yesterday. I'm going to go out and feed and water the girls here in just a little bit. And we did some work out there yesterday and went and got some chicken feed and whatnot. But I had a lot of fun there on CW this morning. It was only for about an hour or so, but, guys, you could just pick and choose whatever you wanted to work.
When you got good bands and good conditions, and I think conditions have been improving, to tell you the truth. You know, I hadn't worked any 10 meters in a long time, and just all of a sudden it's starting to come back. So that's kind of neat, and I think I've worked 10 or 12 10-meter contacts. And I'm going to go home today, and I'm going to turn on the FT8 and actually try to start making contacts. I'm still trying to get my changing alert. Something's quirky. I've got everything set. I'm sure I do got it set correctly, but for some reason, changing alert is just not, it's just not seeing it. So I might go home and uninstall that and reinstall it and see what happens. There's some little tidbit of something that's probably just not right. But I've got everything else talking to each other. I've got both radios configured for FT8, both radios configured for N3FJP. I've got my amplifier software to control my amplifier remotely set up. I've got my rotator controller software set up, and I can control my rotator now with software, which means I can control it remotely from another location. I can turn my beam. And so everything's coming along. I had to buy a different video card, which I kind of knew I was going to have to do. But I've got three monitors, so I had to buy a different video card that would handle the three monitors. But all in all, not a bad price. I got the computer like $260 plus another $150 or something for the video card. So and it's the newest, latest, and greatest. Well, I shouldn't say the newest, but it's much newer than what I had, a lot newer. The computer that I was using was, six, seven, 8 years old. It had some years on it. It was time to retire it. But I've got it hooked up. Let me let it drop. I've got it hooked up, the old one, next to the new one, so that I can access and to get files and to get stuff off the old one that I may need. I'll wait, several weeks before I actually format the old one and decide what I'm going to do with it. But Tom, I'm heading down the road and getting ready to pull in the driveway. I hope you pull in. You and Bernice have a good day. Good to hear you this morning. N0TR, SD7J.
Good to hear you, buddy. The Amazon man just come again. Maybe this is Prime. I just got some 9-volt batteries and some stuff. Security camera just lit up again, so I gotta go up and see what I got this time. Talk to you later, Mom, and have a good day. Always good to hear you. ND7J and 0TR73.
73, Tom.